Hi guys.
This is Logan.
This is Saheem. And this is Bitch, a podcast where we talk about the female rap industry and briefly touch bases on the public and private aspects in the rap industry and just talk our shit. So stay tuned. Okay.
So we are discussing private and public and really how that applies to these rappers. What we decided to talk about today is specifically Lil' Kim, because her career has a lot of private and public elements to it. Like everyone's career, but
hers is more shown. I feel like, as far as her plastic surgery, and then just like her early life before she got famous, and then after.
Yeah. So Lil' Kim was a super popular rapper, and just like towards the middle, like her career isn't over.
Her career is over.
It's not over. I'm not claiming it's over. Just towards the middle, there was a little bit of drama.
Wait, have you heard her new song?
No.
It's really bad. Like, really bad. You know when, like, older rappers are trying to find and, like, get in with the new sound? New sound, quote-unquote. And it just sounds like trash. And her voice also just sounds different. I don't know what she did. You can't, like, really, like... I don't think you can do surgery to change your voice. Can you?
Some people have... I mean, to get it, like, tighter so that they can sound higher, but I just...
Anyways.
So, our first topic is Lil' Kim. I'm just going to introduce her. This is one of her songs, and I hope you enjoy. Maybe it's like Queen Bitch from Hardcore. And that was... Let me turn this shit off.
Queen Bitch. Supreme Bitch.
Queen Bitch from her Hardcore album from 1996.